help me pick out an engagement ring for Monica? I can't figure this out. It's so hard. Should I get her a Tiffany cut or a princess cut or a paper cut?
Have you told anyone else?
No, I don't want to tell anybody else because I don't want Monica to find out.
You told me?
Well, it's because I trust you, and you're one of my best friends, and you walked in on me while I was looking at ring brochures.
Once again, not knocking pays off. I only wish you hadn't been on the toilet.
Me too.
Now, let me see, is there such a thing as a Monica cut? Because that would be your best bet. Hey, so Chandler, want to go to the coffee
house? Oh, all right.
Yeah, coffee house.
Oh, perfect. We were just going to see if you wanted to go.
Oh, well, we don't, because we got the other places.
How rude.
I'm fine, I'm fine.
Good. Huh. Although, you know, he's a private guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish I could get him to open up a little bit, share some feelings. That's easy. You just have to think of him as a jar of pickles that won't open.
So what are you saying? I should run him under some hot water and bang his head against the table?
No, that's what you do when you want to get the truth out of someone.
Hi.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Phoebe.
So, how are things going with you?
Can't complain.
Hey!
Hi, Ross.
Good to see you, too.
Good.
Okay, you take care.
Hey, Steve, so what was the deal with you and Chandler blowing us off before?
Yeah, it was so weird, huh?
Phoebe, why'd you do it?
I didn't do it. It was Chandler. He's mad at you.
Why?
Please, I think you know why.
Can't think of anything.
Come on, Ross, you're a paleontologist. Dig a little deeper.
Wait a minute, is it because Joey and I didn't invite him to that Knicks game a couple of weeks ago?
Do you think that's something that he'd be mad at you for?
I guess it could.
Well, then I think that's it.
Well, if he's angry, he really shouldn't just cover it up. I wish he would just tell me the truth.
Oh, well, if that's what you want, then you really should run him under hot water and bang his head against the table.
At China Garden, is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. But first, wait, talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me about your day.
It was fine.
Okay. Hey, what are you thinking? What are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking that you are looking really fine in that dress.
Yeah, that's great, Paul. But you know, I want to know what. Wow, those are really great. I just want to know what is behind this strong, silent exterior. You know, they say that still waters run deep, and I want to swim in yours.
Are you talking about having sex?
No, Paul. I don't know anything about you. You know, like your childhood. Tell me about your childhood.
Normal.
Okay, well then how about puberty? Come on, that's always a painful time. You know, your friends invite you to a slumber party and then they stick your hand in warm water while you're sleeping so that you pee in your sleeping bag.
Nope, that never happened to me.
Well, you're lucky you never met that bitch Sharon Majeski. The rest of your life, you know, any regrets?
Nope.
Well, no, I'm not asking for a lot here. Okay, just give me something. Anything.
When I was 6 years old, I wanted a big wheel. And instead, my parents got me this little plastic chicken that you hop around on. It's embarrassing. The kids made fun of me. That was a pretty tough year.
Great. See? I already feel like I know you a little better. Thank you. Okay, come on. Now we can go eat. Let's go.
It was horrible. He called me Chicken Boy.
Oh. It's great. I got in a fight. Well, it wasn't really a fight. Richard Dalrymple bit me on the nose and I fell down. I saw the little scar right here. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is really great that you know, you've shared your feelings. It's really, it's beautiful. But what do you say we go share some food?
Oh, I couldn't eat
it now. Wait, what are you talking about? You love their Kung Pao chicken.
Chicken boy.
The 9 millionth ring store we've been to, and I can't find the perfect ring.
Ugly ring, ugly ring, ugly ring.
It's a beautiful selection.
Okay, so maybe you don't get a ring. Maybe you do something different. You know, maybe you get her an engagement bracelet, you know, or an engagement tiara. An engagement Revolutionary War musket.
You know, I'm so glad I picked you to help me with this.
Can you just imagine getting down on one knee and handing her this gorgeous piece of weaponry?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the rings. Oh, this one's nice. I like this one, sir. Kind sir, can I see this one?
Wait a minute. Now, this is the reason you brought me, okay? I know how to haggle. So let me handle this from here on out.
Can I help you? Yes. I would like to see that ring, please.
Or not. Whatever.
This ring is from the 1920s. It's a 1.5-carat diamond. The sapphire's on either side.
Sir, could I ask you to, could you hold out that ring and ask me to marry you?
Okay. Will you marry me?
Oh my God, that's it. That's the ring. How much is it?
Trevor, I will handle this. How much is it?
$8,600.
We will give you $10.
Are you interested in this ring?
Yes. Yes, but I can only pay $8,000.
Okay, I can let it go for 8.
We stand firm at $10.
How would you like to pay?
Credit card. Oh, no, but I lent my credit card to Joey. Okay, I'll go get it. You guard the ring.
Okay. Why did you give your credit card to Joey?
Oh, I gave it to him to buy some Knicks tickets, and then the jerk didn't even invite me to the game. But I'm over it. Whatever.
Listen, I'm sorry about before. Do you have anything here for $10?
Yes, I have these two rather beautiful $5 bills.
I'll give you $1 for them.
Hey, remember how Chandler and Phoebe blew us off yesterday?
No.
Remember you were eating pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently Chandler's angry at us for not getting him a ticket to that Knicks game a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, we're supposed to just get him a ticket? That guy is always mooching off of us.
Yeah. Anyway, I still think we should try to patch things up, you know? Like, maybe we could get him tickets to another Knicks game and invite him.
Oh, well, that's a great idea. And I still have his credit card. Here
you go. Hey, oh, I got this one.
Here you go.
You know, I gotta say, sometimes I don't get Chandler. You know, me and him do stuff all the time without you, and you don't get all upset.
All the time?
All the time.
I'm sorry, it was rejected.
That's impossible. Let me see.
Oh, this one's mine. Here you go.
Oh my God! Still crying? Like a little girl. I know. This is all my fault. I wanted him to open up. But God, I didn't know that I was going to unleash this weepy, clingy, moody monster. You know, I only know of two surefire ways to shut a man up, and one of them is sex. What's the other one? I don't know. I've never had to use the other one. I'm just saying, you know, if we're having sex, he's not going to be talking. Huh? That's right. You're the talker. Anyway, great idea. I gotta go to the store. I told him that I would buy him more tissues. We have some
milk. Don't.
I'd also like to try on the tiara.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What do you think? Too much?
A tad.
Okay. Take the tiara back and let me hold the musket again.
This is missing. Okay, let me see the ring that my friend picked up.
This is the 1920s Princess Cut ring.
I just sold it to that gentleman.
Yep.
Oh my God!
Rachel.
No.
All right, Paul.
Okay.
Chandler, did your dad ever hug you?
No.
Did he hug you?
No. It's just that my dad never did.
Where's my dad?
Well, you can see my dad in Vegas kissing other dads.
Hey, Chandler?
Yeah.
Would you? Would you hug me?
I'm a little busy here, Paul.
What my dad used to say.
Okay, a quick one. Come on, hug it out.
Hey!
Okay. 5 more seconds.
Okay. Joey.
Paul, is it?
Do you have my credit card?
Yeah, it's in my
pocket.
Back pocket. Hey, listen, I got us tickets to a Knicks game tonight.
Oh, I can't go.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Me, you, and Ross, and Paul, probably.
Look, I don't have time for this, okay? I gotta go.
Wow. That was mean.
I know.
Get in here.
Yeah.
Chandler, I found the perfect ring.
Oh, that's pretty nice, but I'm going to go with the one I picked first.
Oh, my God, Chandler. The one you picked is gone. It's over.
What?
Some guy bought it. I'm sorry. I tried to stop it, but they put me in jail.
They put you in jail?
The little jail between the doors.
I asked you to guard the ring.
I know. I'm sorry. But, you know, this ring is better. And Monica never even saw the other ring.
Yeah, but when he proposed to me with the ring, I got goosebumps.
It is the guy.
It was the ring.
So, was he excited about the tickets?
No. He blew us off.
What?
I know.
Can't believe it.
Can I tell you something?
I'm a little mad at him now.
I tell you something? Me too.
You know what? He didn't want to talk to us about being angry. Well, maybe we don't talk to him at all.
Ooh. Freeze him out.
That's right.
I like it.
Yeah? We'll show him.
From now on, it's going to be Joey and Ross. Best friends. We're going to be the new Joey and Chandler.
What?
Whoa. You think you and Chandler were closer than me and Chandler?
Oh, hey, don't get angry. We turn on each other, he wins.
Hi, I'm back.
Hey, there's so much more to tell you. I've written it all down.
Oh, that's great. No, actually, that's great. That's really great. You know, I gotta tell you, writing gets me kind of hot.
Wait, listen. Listen to this. You know what I wanted to be when I was that age?
Lover.
Surfer.
Can I ask, surfer?
I wanted to be one with the waves, you know?
Wait, honey, hold on real quick. Hold on a second. Let me just get a little more comfortable here. Wait a second. This is so revealing, isn't it?
No. What happened to that little dude? So full of dreams.
I don't care about the little dude. Can't listen to any more of this. You know the only person who would want to listen to this is a mental health professional. And that is only because they get paid $100 an hour. Do you know how much money I'm going to make listening to you? $2,000. And you know when I figured that out? While you were talking.
I can't believe you're trying to stifle me. When just 14 hours ago, we figured out that is exactly what my mother was trying to do to me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stifle you. This is all just a little overwhelming.
Oh, Rachel. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I didn't mean to overwhelm you. It's just that the nose gate's open. It's hard to close them. But they are closed now. Believe me.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you shared. And I'm glad that you're done. So what do you say we,
I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I let you talk me into buying this stupid gumball machine looking ring.
It's not a stupid gumball machine looking ring. It's a beautiful ring.
No, it's not. When I looked at the other ring, I could see Monica's face when I gave it to her, you know, and I could see her saying yes. When I look at this ring, all I see is a ring. Unless I look at it really closely, and then I can see my own eye. Look, this is the most important thing I'm going to do in my life. I want to make sure it's perfect.
Okay. There may be a way that we could get the other ring back. Because I heard the guy tell the jeweler where he was going to propose. So maybe we could get him to trade rings or something.
Can't do that.
Well, you certainly can't give her that stupid gumball ring.
Where was he going?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. It's Rainbow something.
Rainbow Room.
No.
Rainbow Grill.
No.
Somewhere over the...
L'Espace.
Rainbow L'Espace.
No, just L'Espace.
I would love to know how you got from Rainbow to L'Espace.
No, you wouldn't. You don't want to get in here.
Yeah.
There he is.
Okay, and he hasn't proposed yet because she has no ring on her finger.
Wow, you're good. After this, we should stop crying.
Yeah. Okay, go get him.
Oh, okay. He
Excuse me, sir. Could you come with me, please? You have a phone call.
Who is it?
It is your office.
Do you know who at my office?
John.
Oh, John. Great.
Hi, hi. Okay, there was a slight mix-up at the jewelry store. The ring you're about to propose with was supposed to be held for me, so I'm going to need to have that back. But, in exchange, I'm willing to trade you this beautiful, more expensive ring.
Wow. I would trade. It is beautiful, but I'm going to use this one. Now, excuse me.
See, this is my fiance, and her heart was set on that ring. You don't want to break her heart now, do you?
Yeah. Do you want to break a dying woman's heart?
Dying?
Yeah, she's dying. Of a cough, apparently.
And it is my dying wish to have that ring. See, if I'm not buried with that ring, then my spirit is going to wander the netherworld for all
eternity. Okay, that's enough, honey.
I don't know. Let me see the ring.
Great. Okay, here.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you are about to marry a wonderful man. Hey, I'm marrying a dead woman.
We got a lot of things again.
You guys? I got something important to tell you. Guys? 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 I'm going to ask Monica to marry me.
I think we got to end the freeze out.
Wait a minute, is this for real?
Yeah, check out the ring.
Oh my God! So you two are really serious.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're gonna get married? I mean, we're gonna be brothers-in-law. Come here. And we're gonna be friends again.
What?
There's water under the bridge. Forget it. Okay.
I couldn't wait till it was official, you know, but I got so excited. I just had to tell you guys because you're my best friends.
I can't believe that. Oh, me too. And I was planning on having a conversation with you about your intentions. I'm going to cry.
No more crying. Please, I just dumped one crybaby. I'll dump you too.
I'm going to ask Monica to marry me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you guys are going to be so happy.
I know.
What's all the fish?
Check out the ring.
Oh, nice. 1.5 carat easy.
Hey, Phoebs. Taylor's going to ask Monica to marry him.
Oh, I know. I helped pick out the ring.
You told her before you told us?
Well, she walked in while I was looking at the ring brochures. You can understand that, right? Guys? Guys? Guys?
God, that ring Chandler picked out was so beautiful.
Hey, and you should know, you've bought like a billion of them.
Humor based on my pain.
Hey, you know what's funny? Of all of your wives, I'm the only one who never got a ring.
This a big issue for you?
No, but it, you know, would have been nice to have a little memento of our married time together. Something other than the divorce papers and the hangover. Ross is obviously not going to get you a ring. But ask for a musket. Ask for a musket.
Hey, when we were married, you know what I never got? Sex?
Well, yeah, no ring, no sex, big surprise. Get me a musket and we'll talk.